Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Titus Concept, producer of the film Beyond Hope and Transformational Guide. And I also have my wonderful co-host, Cindy Holbrook, who is the Compassionate Divorce Coach of CoachesForDivorceWomen.com. Today, our topic is to forgive or not to forgive. First, a couple of announcements. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio on the Rewrite Your Story host page for upcoming shows and co-hosts. And also go to rewritestory.com for very special gifts we are giving away. You know, Cindy, I've been in situations where I had an innate battle whether or not I should forgive a person or not. I wanted to forgive them because I was, quote unquote, in love with this person. But on the other hand, it did me wrong, and I didn't want to forgive them. But it was a battle within myself to deal whether or not to forgive or not forgive.
So right. I mean, I've heard things like this. How can you expect me to forgive him after he cheated on me or she cheated on me after she vowed to love me forever? How can I forgive him for what he did to my children? How can I forgive, you know, him or her? How can I forgive, you know, how can I forgive my father that sexually abused me? How can I forgive my mom that was an alcoholic and never took care of me? How can I forgive, you know, people are always saying all these things that I cannot forgive because these are unforgivable sins. On the Facebook page earlier this week, you know, what started even for this conversation is what do you feel is unforgivable? And I'm going to go over that in just a minute. But before I do that, I do want to tell everybody, welcome to today's show. And you can log in on the Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/yourtoxicrelationshipdance. And also you can call in at 713-955-0561. Or if you're on Blog Talk Radio show page, there's a little chat box where you can chat with Al, because anything that you type into these places or if you call in, you can have a question live during the call. And I do monitor the Facebook page. So with that being said, before I tell you what I've learned about what people say are unforgivable, what do you think is unforgivable, Mr. Al?
Any kind of abuse to me is not forgivable, especially physical abuse. And I know this is a little bit off topic, but you know we're talking about forgiveness. You mess with a kid or a child, and I'm going to have a hard time or a rough time forgiving. To me, children are very precious, and that's one area that you just don't mess with. So I would say the two things that come to mind is physical abuse, especially, and hurting a child emotionally or physically.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
how about yourself?
I don't think this is my answer for what is unforgivable. Whatever is unforgivable is whatever you as a person choose to not forgive.
Interesting. And so you know that, well, for the audience too, I understand what forgiveness means. It's not what the other person did or the experience that you went through, even though that's what created the quote-unquote the pain. But through forgiveness is when you allow freedom and liberation to exist within you because you let go of the drama or the experience or the situation. So I understand all that.
Right.
But I on the other hand, you know, difficult for me to see a child hurt, especially physically.
Oh, believe me, and people ask me all the time, how could you forgive your father for sexually abusing you? I mean, this is like huge, it really is. But I have 100% totally forgiven my father for sexually abusing me. Doesn't mean that I like it, and doesn't mean that I accept it or that I would allow it to continue. But it's because unforgiveness only harbors in your heart and not the heart of anybody else's, which can affect you. And before we go even a little bit deeper, is you think, whenever you say what is unforgivable, and it's the reason why I came up with my answer, the only thing that is unforgivable is what you choose to unforgive, is to not forgive, is because for something to truly be unforgivable, that would mean that there is nobody in the history of man has ever forgiven the person for this crime or sin. You know, I always think, to me, you know, what would be the hardest is forgiving somebody that murdered and tortured and murdered my child. But how many parents have forgiven murderers of their children? So therefore, it's forgivable because people have done it. You look at the massacre of the church a couple years ago with that kid that it was totally a hate crime where he killed all those black people in the church. This guy was never once asked for forgiveness. He never, you know, he just had absolutely no remorse. Yet there are family members of this church that forgave him for murdering their loved ones. You know, I've seen even women who have forgiven people. There's a divorce coach. Her name is Reverend D. Audio Moses. Her husband brutally beat her and left her for dead, and she has forgiven him. So whenever you think about things like this, you know, how many people like me, you know, I've experienced, you know, physical, sexual, and mental abuse as a child, and I've forgiven the people that did these acts to me. So I'm not the only one. Other people have done it. So whenever you think in that scope, there's nothing in this world that I've ever found that there hasn't been somebody somewhere that forgave somebody for a similar incident.
Okay, so I want to modify my answer, and then I have a question for you. I totally agree with you, Cindy, in regards to being able to forgive the scenarios that have happened in the past. So the reason I want to modify it is because the way I was thinking is if I saw something happen in front of me, you know, am I able to forgive the scenario right then and there? So my question to you is, let's say you walk in to somebody's home and there's child physical abuse happening right in front of you. At what point do you forgive a person instantaneously, or does that happen over time?
I don't think you can quote unquote forgive a person instantaneously. But at that particular point in time, I don't think you're quote unquote harboring unforgiveness either. You're like, this situation really sucks and I'm going to fix it. Okay. You know, and I think it's the same with you. The one thing that's going to throw my husband over the edge, and I've actually seen it in person, is if a man hits a woman, okay? If a man hits a woman, he cannot absolutely stand a man hitting a woman. He has, whenever he was 20 years old, he was at the beach at some sort of concert, and he's seen this man beating the crap out of a woman, and he went and beat the crap out of the man and actually started a riot. He said he got back home, and they were talking about this riot at the beach. He thought it was sort of funny, but he says he just loses himself if he sees. The same thing, if he's seen somebody hurting a child, he would lose it. I think you too, that's especially for men, if you go into that protect mode. And whenever you're an honorable man that doesn't believe that women and children should be beat by men, you're going to step in and do something. And they also shouldn't be beat by other women. Okay, so I'm not letting women off the hook here. So definitely, if you see a situation, is there anything you can do to stop it? And I'm not saying that my husband beating the crap out of this dude was the proper way to stop it. But, you know, you need to step back and say, hey, can I stop this situation right now so there's not more harm? I was talking about this other day how, you know, sometimes you get the crowd mentality or people that are so afraid of helping other people. I have a friend who was stabbed 24 times. He was Hispanic, and he was stabbed 24 times, and he was in Commerce. I know you know where the city of Commerce is, Al. And he was left there. It's about 2:00 in the morning, And it took 40 minutes before somebody would stop and help him. Now, this was before cell phone days, and I would like to think that because we have cell phones today, that it wouldn't have taken that long today. But there's probably instances where it would still take that long because people are afraid to get involved. And luckily, you know, my friend made a complete recovery, but he definitely was left for dead and definitely almost died. And I know even him, he did forgive his attackers as well. So you have to think about with, you know, your taking care of a situation now is different than harboring unforgiveness. If you walk in, this would be horrible. If you walk in and you see your husband or your wife in bed with another person, you're going to freak out. I don't care who you are, and I don't care how peaceful or, you know, whoever, you're going to freak out. Okay? You just are.
Yeah, if you don't freak out, there's something wrong there, too.
So therefore, you know, whenever I'm talking about forgiveness, I'm talking about after the fact, whenever you sit there and you think about it over and over and over again, or whenever you're making excuses for your life because of what happened. I can't tell you how many times I've heard things like, I can never be in a happy relationship because I was sexually abused by my dad. And I was like, oh, is that true? Yeah. There are people I know who, you know, really struggle with these things, but it's because they still have unforgiveness and hatred towards the person because of what the person did. And I have what I call a 3-step process to forgiveness, and I call it ACE forgiveness. So first of all, you have to accept the situation for A, because whenever you accept the situation, it's in the past. You can't change it. And what you had said was like in the present. So whenever you're in the present moment and you're witnessing something, you have the ability to change it. But if it's in the past, can you change it?
Cannot.
Right. And so therefore, whenever you're thinking about it, you're thinking in the past. And how much of our own suffering is created because of horrible things that happen to us that we keep locked in our head.
And you know what?
I mean,
to piggyback off of that, Cindy, and I see where you're going with this, so I'm going to go back to what I just said a few minutes ago, and I'll continue on with your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to modify my answer, is because in regards to what happened prior to this moment, I've pretty much forgiven almost 100%. I'm not going to lie to you and say it's 100%, but it's pretty darn close to that. But it was happening right in front of me in that present moment. To me, to say I've already forgiven that person, I may be doing what your husband does, you know. It obviously depends on the scenario. But so for me, forgiveness happens, quote unquote, over time. Can it happen tomorrow? Perhaps. Can it happen a week, a month, or a year later, 10 years? Yeah. But eventually I will learn to forgiveness, because if you don't, and just going back to what you were just saying, because if you don't forgive, then you're setting yourself up for pain and suffering and disappointment and sadness because you're living in the past and you haven't released or healed or let go or integrated, whatever the scenario is. And that doesn't mean to accept it and be okay with it. Just understand that, hey, that scenario existed. Yes, you were hurt by it, but you know what? You got to let it go in order to evolve and move forward.
And what you just said really is so much, it doesn't, you know, so many people think whenever you forgive somebody, they think, number one, that the person has to be sorry, and that's not true. And number two, they think that forgiving is condoning what happened. And forgiving is not condoning what happened. I love the quote that to forgive is to set a prisoner free and then realize that it's you. I forget who said that, but I love that quote. Because, you do, because you are reliving the horror over and over and over in your mind, and you're making up excuses that you can't move forward because of what happened. But all of the pain and suffering is only created in your head because of the story you're telling yourself about what happened. And it also doesn't mean you have to be friends with the person. See, sometimes, you know, you think, hey, if I forgive somebody, you know, I've had a conversation with a client, and it was really good. She goes, you know, I remember whenever I was a little girl, my mom would tell me, you know, kiss and make up. Okay, you know, tell your brother you're sorry and kiss and make up. And, I mean, we've all been there with our parents. It's like, you know, hey, you know, we just forgive and we let go. We kiss and we make up. But that's not really forgiveness. That's a little bit of a different scenario. But whenever... So therefore, a lot of people create in their minds that forgiveness means that you have to hang out with this person or that you have to like what they did. And forgiveness has nothing at all to do with the other person. It has to do with just accepting what happened and knowing that you can't change it and knowing that you cannot change the other person. So, and that's, you know, the first part, like I said, of ACE forgiveness is accepting to what happened. Knowing that you can't change it. It's you can't change the other person, you can't change what happened, and also you have the ability to choose, which is the C part, choose. You have the ability to choose how you're going to react to what happened to you in the past. And so you can choose to hang on to it and create more suffering, and you can choose to make excuses for why you are not moving forward in life because of what happened, or you can choose to forgive. And people think that forgiveness is, once you forgive, it's done and over with forever. When you have something that's major, such as going back to me, you know, being abused by my father, I didn't just all of a sudden one time say, hey, I forgive my dad, all is great, and everything is, you know, roses and sunshine. I had to choose to forgive him over and over and over and over and over again. Every time a new thought or a new memory would come in, I'd have to tell myself, I choose to forgive my father. And so it really is a choice. And it may not, you may have to choose to forgive that person a million times in your lifetime. And something could pop up even after, you know, you may not have thought about it for 10, 15 years, and something could pop up in your mind that is bringing you bad feelings and bad memories, and then you would have to choose to forgive again. So it's not a forgive and forget, because you can't forget, and forgiveness is not a one-time only thing. It's a constant thing in your mind. I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. And the more you say that, the more you're letting go of the pain, because when we're thinking about something that happened in our past, we have all the same physiological responses as if it was happening in the present moment, because our mind doesn't know the difference between the past and the present. It only knows the present. So you're thinking about all this stuff. You have all the same physiological responses. And I always say whenever you're forgiven, everybody's like, how do you know whenever you're forgiven? When you can tell the story without being in pain. That's whenever you've forgiven. And there's not just one story, and that's why something might trigger up 10 years from now that you'd have to forgive again. I mean, and even going back to me, just because it's an easy analogy for me, with my father, it wasn't just one incident. It was numerous incidents. It wasn't just one word. It was numerous words. It wasn't, you know, it was so many in there that I probably have not remembered all of them to this day. But if something did trigger my memory where I started feeling in pain about it, I would choose to forgive. And the more you choose to forgive, the easier and the faster you can let go of it.
You know, as I'm listening to you, Cindy, so it's like peeling an onion layer by layer. You forgive to your best ability, and whatever the memory is or whatever the experience is or how the emotion or the feeling, you forgive it. And then, like you said, it could, you know, a week, a month, a year, 10 years later, something could pop up and trigger another emotion or a feeling or a thought or a memory. and again you forgive again, and it's like, and eventually you'll get to the core and heal or integrate all that. But on the flip side of that is, and what I tell my audiences is to be in the present moment. And by no means am I going to tell you that I'm in the present moment 100% of the time. Do I think about the future? Yes, I do. Do I think about the past? Yes, I do. But every day, the time I spend past or future, it gets less and less. And so I guess what I'm saying here is you have to find the harmony of peeling that onion and promoting healing and integration and forgiveness, but simultaneously also living in the present. Because if you keep living in the past, then you're not evolving and not moving forward. So you have to find the harmony between the two, be able to live in the present as often as much as you can or consistently, but at the same point, at the same time, as scenarios pop up or thoughts or emotions or feelings or memories pop up, you know, forgive it. Forgive that, whatever that experience, because you do have to forgive it. You do have to heal it. You do have to integrate it and then go back to your present moment.
Yeah, and I say, you know, whenever you can tell the story, again, don't forget it. And as I said, you don't have to remember everything. As far as living in the past is concerned, you know, whenever you're talking about something, it sometimes it's going to bring up feelings. And we don't mind, and there's no reason to stop the feelings from happy memories. You know, I was sharing a very, very, very happy memory with a friend of mine earlier, and I just, you know, I was bubbling up inside. You know, it's just like I felt so great because this was such a pleasurable, happy experience for me that talking about it and sharing it with somebody else just made me feel good. And so that's okay. So you can't say, you know, to an extent, it's like, you know, we and as coaches, we're always like, don't live in the past. But to an extent, sometimes whenever you reach for the happy past moments, it can help you forgive the angry and the sad and the depressed past moments, if that makes sense. And that's why I say whenever you're forgiven, because you're never going to forget, and you can tell that story without that emotion, that means that you've let go of your anger and your pain. There's that quote that I heard this one time, and I love this definition for forgiveness. Forgiveness is letting go of the right to hurt the person the way they hurt you.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
It is. I have always, always, always loved that quote because it is. It's very deep, and you just think about it because, you know, it's our nature. We want to lash out, and we want the other person to hurt as bad as we hurt. So whenever we let go of that, then that, again, and forgiveness, and we're not holding on to the pain that they created from us. And it's knowing that you know, there's another quote, I forget who it's by, but it's something like, while you're harboring a grudge, they're out there dancing. And so if that's the case, again, that goes to you're the one that's seeking revenge or anger. You want them to pay. You want them to see their own karma. And you're the one that's being in pain, not the other person. So harboring unforgiveness does not hurt the other person at all. It only hurts you, and that's why it's so important to forgive. The third part of my ACE forgiveness. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. I want to interject something because you just inspired me with something here by that quote. That was a very deep quote, and this is what came to mind, and then we can go back to what you're about to lead into. But you will know you are forgiven when you have no more anger or resentment towards the experience.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I do like that. And that is. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to tell the other person to forgive them, and you may choose to never see that person again. And sometimes you have to forgive yourself, too, and remember that. Sometimes we have to forgive ourselves more than we have to forgive other people. So with ACE forgiveness,
right.
A is accept what happened, C is choose to forgive, and E is simply embrace yourself. Embrace all the good that you are. Embrace your light. Embrace your love. Embrace the person that you was born to be. And the more you focus on you and who you are and what you want and how you can grow and how you can become the person you want to be and the person you was born to be, the less time and energy you even have to focus on the other person, the less time and energy you have to hold on to that resentment. I had a client once, she told me, she goes, Cindy, it was on our very first call, she said, Cindy, don't ever, ever, ever tell me to forgive my ex. I'm never going to forgive him. So don't even talk. I don't want you even to use the word during our coaching conversations. Don't tell me to forgive him. I said, fine. And it was very interesting because about 4 or 5 months later, she told me, she goes, you know, Cindy, just I never thought that would be possible. But just from working with you and focusing on my own self-growth and focusing on the woman that I wanted to be, it dawned on me when I woke up this morning that I have forgiven my ex.
That's awesome. So any final thoughts or comments for us? Oh, actually, we've got a couple more minutes. If somebody comes up to you, Cindy, and says, you know what, I'm still really angry. I've moved on in my life. I've dealt with it, but I've moved on. But when I think about the scenario, what he did to me or what she did to me, I still get angry. I'm happy now with my life, but I still get angry when I think about it. What do you suggest a person to do?
To ask themselves if they're willing to even contemplate forgiveness. Because I can tell you, you know, there's a certain story. It's one of my first memories of life, which really wasn't a happy occasion. But every time I would tell this story to a therapist or to one of my coaches, they would tell me that I would get this really super nervous laugh. And they said, it's just really weird the way that you do this. And it dawned on me, it's because it hurt so bad. So, you know, to start contemplating, like, hey, can I forgive it? And now I can tell the story and it doesn't bring back the pain. And it's so important, especially for where I've gone and where I'm going, because, you know, this is my goal to go out there and share all of my story. But basically, it's whenever the second person in my life had sexually abused me, they made me have oral sex with them. And they told me if I told my mom, or they told me my mom would be really ashamed of me. And so I didn't want to be ashamed by my mom, but since my dad was already fooling around with me, in my little six-year-old mind, I thought it was safe to tell him. And he told me, so whenever I told him what this other man had did to me, he said, did you enjoy it? Now, I can tell this story without the pain and the tears and without the nervous laugh, which means that I have forgiven my father for what he said. Not because he's some great man and he deserved to be forgiven, but it's because I am a great woman and I'm a winner and I love myself and I deserve to live in peace in my own heart.
Phenomenal, Cindy, and I applaud you for what you were able to do. This is a great topic to discuss. And again, I suggest the audience, you know, go back to the interview of the show and listen to the formula that Cindy shared in regards to forgiveness, because it's not worth holding on to forgiveness. It will affect you in body, mind, and spirit, either all three or one of the three or two of the three. And it's not worth holding on to whatever it is that you're holding on to. It's time to evolve and move forward. For the audience, Cindy Holbrook, the co-host, and also, have you had enough of what you are going through? Contact me and let's rewrite your story from the existing pain to purpose that allows you to have a life you truly desire. My email address is al.diaz4love@gmail.com. And remember, every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, join us. And this is a prep weekend that we share, and plus when we have special guests. Join us and tell the world. Thank you all for joining us. And remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day, a wonderful evening. Cindy, thank you for being you. Great topic to discuss.
And thank you for being you, and big love to everybody. And real quick, ace forgiveness. Accept, choose, and embrace yourself.
Have a great one.